State Dance coverage on Q92 brought to you in part by Ag Plus Cooperative, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, the Dawson Co-op Credit Union, Erickson Chevrolet in Dawson, United Prairie Bank, Madison, Lathrop Farmers Mutual Insurance, T&D Barnwood Rustics, Dawson, Midwest Bank in Dawson, Sowearable Designs in Appleton, Black Barrel Corn and Soybean Growers, Zarbach Funeral Home in Madison, Steve Haas and Seth Haas, your Golden Harvest Seed Dealers, Heartland Eye Clinic, and the Western Guard Newspaper.
And it's time to head back over to the Target Center, and Grace is with us, filling in for Paul here right at the moment. Take it away.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Target Center. Grace Johnson here with Q92 Radio Sports. We just finished up about 45 minutes ago with the preliminary round, and I'm joined here by some of the finalists. I have my cousin here, Lily Janish, and Coach Julie Janish from the YME Silhouettes. Hello, girls.
Hey.
Hi, Grace. Just talk a little bit about how do you think your prelims dance went?
Well, we had some bobbles, but it was still good. It was really fun to be out there again on the Target Center and not in a high school gym. So.
Right, yes. We knew last year's state was held at Edina, and for some of the new girls, how did they react to being here?
They were really excited. They were nervous, but they had so much fun.
So dancing here at the Target Center with those new girls, so we got a lot of those nerves out here at prelims. So what are we looking for when we head into finals tonight at about 5:30?
I think the nerves are out now, and the new girls are going to, you know, have the nerves and out, so they'll perform better. And I think just all in all, we'll perform better just because it's the last time that we get to perform this dance. So.
Right. And how many seniors do we have this year dancing?
We have 7 seniors on our team, and we have 4 dancing jazz tonight.
Okay, perfect. And Lily, you're one of those seniors. How does it feel to be heading into your last jazz finals ever?
A lot of emotions, but I know that I'll just have so much fun with my fellow seniors and my friends and everyone else.
Right. And you are dancing in the second spot next to St. Cloud Cathedral and Frazee. How do we feel about that spot?
I think that's a really good spot. It's not first, so.
Right.
And then we get to go, you know, kind of back to back to back with some of the harder competitors, so it'll be a nice true scoring to see where we fall.
Right, and that's what you want as a team, right? Not first or last. Or,
yep.
And we have a lot of fans here today. Tell us a little bit about who you brought with and who's cheering you on up in the stands.
Oh, we have a lot of fans here today. Our following is very big. They really are supportive. And, the dads are really excited. They really get into it, I think, more than the moms. So it's a good fan base.
Right. Lily, when you're dancing, can you hear all those fans cheering for you?
Definitely. Yeah, they're very loud.
Right, and that's what you want as a dancer. You don't want it really to be quiet. You want it to be loud and exciting. Yes, and then tomorrow we are dancing Varsity Kick. You guys first placed in Section 3A. How does it feel to be section champs?
Amazing. Finally got past LAC, so.
Right.
Fun.
Yes, good competitors, LAC, Barlow, and YME.
Yeah. Yeah, it's been a few years since we've won a section championship, so it's good to be back in that first place spot.
Right, and looking at rankings for tomorrow, I believe you are in second for kick, very close with St. Cloud Cathedral, who is in first. Looking to pull out the state championship, do you think we can do it?
I think so.
I think we can do it. We've competed against St. Cloud Cathedral twice, and we've beat them twice, so hopefully the third time's the charm.
Right. And, again, we dance prelims tomorrow at about 11. I think you guys are more towards the bottom. As compared to today, it was more towards the top. And dancing, do you prefer to be, you know, towards the top 6 or bottom 6, or doesn't really matter? Or?
I think as long as you don't go first, I think it's nerve-wracking to go first, so I think anything after first is good.
Right, right. And you were fourth today, I believe, and you danced next to Crosby, Ironton, and Pack, who both did not make it. So overall, really fun day so far. Excited for the rest of it?
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm excited to see what they can pull out at finals. So.
Yes, I think watching from a spectator view this year, I think everybody has a little bit more in them for finals, every team. So it's going to be exciting, you know, to watch that. So Good luck. I'm so excited to watch. You had me in tears, Lily, when you were dancing today. And we were right at the bottom, so it was really close. It was like up in your face, and it was a lot of fun. Yes, anything else you guys would like to add?
No, I think we're good.
No, we're just excited to be back at the Target Center, and like Will said, not in a high school, and the atmosphere in here is pretty amazing. So, yes, great to be back. It is every year. Well, thank you, Coach Julie Janis and Senior Captain Lily Janis of the YME Silhouette.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Coverage from the Target Center, brought to you in part by Ag Processing Incorporated in Dawson, Johnson Memorial Health Services Dawson, United Prairie Insurance Agency in Madison, Ludvigson Tiling, Fieldcrest Fertilizer, Black Pearl Mutual Insurance, Madison Dental Clinic, Pyrrhus in Dawson, Boris Crop Insurance, Appleton Area Health, Lee Motor Company, Jenny O Turkey Store, Heather Nursery, Great Plains Natural Gas Company, B. Johnson Electric, Luke Oy and Aaron Tasto at Ridgeview Seeds, your local Beck Seed dealers.